In today's gospel, we are confronted with a rather striking incident, for St. Mark further relates, indeed in one of the two times in which the word indignant is used to describe our Lord's demeanor, St. Mark tells us that when the apostles were preventing children to come to him, he became indignant. But ultimately, what the Lord is teaching us here is how precious all souls are to him. For in the time of our Lord, children were not considered much, and so they were kind of like an outcast society. And so our Lord is teaching the apostles that all souls are precious to him. Indeed, when we read the Vulgate, we see the word children here translated as children. The word in the Vulgate means infant, but in the time of our Lord, that meant a child from birth until the age of reason, that is, before the age of seven. And so Christ was trying to influence even those who had not come to the use of their reason yet. And so he wishes to instruct us that all and every soul are precious to him. And there are great lessons to learn in this incident, for as one of the saints points out, a child has five natural endowments. The first is that their minds are pure, uncorrupted by the ways of the world, and so we have a great responsibility to see that we preserve that purity of mind that the child has by natural endowment, and we can do that most especially by the earnest study of our faith. Second, they have a freedom from vicious passions, and so we also know here that they learn vicious passions from the examples that we as adults will give them, and so we have to constantly have a life of mortification in which we are trying to suppress our vicious passions. And thirdly, they do not remember injuries. They are easy to forgive, even though they often throw great temper tantrums when they get not what they want. It is very easily they forget and they return to the bosom of their mother and their father. Fourthly, they do not meditate on revenge. And so, again, we see it is something that they learn from the ways of the world and ultimately from worldly people. And fourth, that even though a child would be severely chastised by its mother, it clings most earnestly to her, always returning. And so we too must learn that even though Holy Mother Church may chastise us at times, we must cling to her, for often the ways of the world seem much more appealing, for the queens of this world seem often to be much more attractive than the church, arrayed as they are in all the wealth of the world. But we see in the life of an early child, even though they were confronted with a queen, they would choose the mother dressed in rags rather than the queen. And so, if the church at a time appears to be dressed in rags, that is, devoid of all her temporal power and authority and seeming to have no influence on the world, we must take that as a sign of the mother to whom we must cling to with every fiber of our being. And so we learn most especially that there is a great advantage in life if we begin the early religious training of our children at a very tender and early age. And so we must be constantly aware of that responsibility. For as Monsignor Eugene Cavan would point out in his seminary classes, a child looks upon all adults as if they were godlike, and so they are constantly watching to see how the adult acts, and ultimately they are looking to imitate, and so they will either imitate us in the ways of God or they will imitate us in the ways of the world. And so let us take this great responsibility, for the Lord tells us very clearly in today's gospel that children are most precious to him, and that each and every one of us must strive always to see that they have that great advantage in life by being introduced very early to their religious training, that is, their love of God. And so they must first learn this by the good example they receive from those who have been entrusted to their care. And as members of the mystical body, we are entrusted with the care of all souls, whether they be the young infants or the old at the very brink of death and everyone in between. And so By our good example, let us strive to show the world the love of God, that love most especially manifested in the incarnation of the second person of the Blessed Trinity, who would give that most profound act of love by giving his sacred humanity in sacrifice for our sins on Mount Calvary. And so let us strive always to sacrifice those things that truly are not ungodly, that truly are ungodly and never redoubt to the glory of God. But let us always strive in this world not to measure things according to worldly standards, but according to the divine standards given to us through Holy Mother Church, so that we are always growing more earnest in our love of Almighty God, giving good example to all our neighbors, so that all may be drawn to the fount of life in this world, that is, to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, so that they may have eternal joy in the world to come.
Misericordes oculos.